And now it's time for my guides to the World Cup Nations. Italy, as many of you know, is a funny-shaped country in Europe, which was originally home to the Romans, who came from the capital, Rome. Historically, the Italians have contributed much to the world, having invented scooters and pizzas and ice creams and straight roads, and even spaghetti bolognese, which is one of the most popular dishes on any menu anywhere in the world. Now that the Roman Empire has largely disbanded, the people of modern Italy are known as Italians and tend to have dark hair and dark skin and are quite good looking on the whole. The football team all wear the same type of football shirt, which is traditionally blue-coloured and very tight-fitting, which I think looks pretty hot, and certainly gives the game a broader appeal for those who are not entirely sure of the rules of football and what it all means. It truly is a country of contrasts, with beaches in the coastal areas, snow and mountains and skiing in the hilly areas, and then loads of other stuff in the other bits. If you like pizza and have a desire to explore Italian culture and natural beauty, then Italy is the place for you. There are many people, myself included, who believe the Italians are dark-coloured horses in this World Cup competition, which basically means they might sort of sneak up on you like a mysterious and unknown horse and surprise people by how good they are at playing football. No one can be sure, but if they go and end up winning the blooming thing, then they really will be dark-coloured horses, and my top tip will be proved to be good and quite clever. So watch this space, Pedro, and bon voyage. Arrivederci. Olé. And I'll be back tomorrow when I continue my guide to the World Cup Nations.